I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. One of Vermont's credit unions is starting a program to invest in the state's co-ops. Until now, cooperatives can get loans, but finding people willing to invest in them has been more problematic. VPR's Steve Zind explains.
There are two important ways businesses find money they need to start up or grow. One is by taking out a loan. The other is by finding investors willing to buy a share of the business. But if you're an investor, why would you put money into a member or employee-owned cooperative? Unlike a regular business, no matter how much you put in, your share of the business is no bigger and no more important than every other member of the co-op.
This is part of the reason why co-ops haven't attracted institutional private equity.
Rob Miller is CEO of VSECU, formerly known as the Vermont State Employees Credit Union, which started a program called Co-op Capital to make equity investments in the state's cooperatives. Credit unions themselves are cooperatives, but Miller says this is uncharted territory. Only a handful of states in the country permit credit unions to make equity investments in other cooperatives, and VSECU is the first in Vermont to do so. Joe Bergeron, who's president of the Association of Vermont Credit Unions, says the idea may catch on with other members, too.
I suspect some may watch carefully at what happens with VSECU right now and consider whether that's a good path for them.
A newly released census says there are 130 co-ops in Vermont. They include member-owned cooperatives and employee-owned businesses. Roberta McDonald, who's with the farmer-owned cheesemaker Cabot, hopes the new investment program will help more employees buy businesses where they work.
The ability to keep your job by owning the company. How exciting.
VSECU says initially the size of the investments will max out at about $145,000. They'll typically be structured like a preferred stock with dividends paid out to the credit union. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.